So, Frank, selfish motivations on this question. So, I'm looking for a brown bear hunt right now for 2019. And
okay.
I know you, how many brown bears have you killed?
I think I've killed 5 with my bow.
5, and how many grizzlies?
I think 5. I think I've killed 5 and 5.
5 and 5. So, yeah. Where would you recommend someone look if they wanted to hunt a brown bear?
Well, people ask me this question pretty regularly, and I have to ask them using some other questions before I answer, because there's, as you know, there's brown bears all over the state, and there's bigger brown bears in some places and smaller brown bears in other places. There's really expensive hunts in some places and hunts that are about half the price in other places. And so, I mean, everybody knows that the really big bears, like I think you're interested in that we were talking about before, you know, you're going to find them on the Alaska Peninsula or Kodiak Island. You know, those are the more expensive hunts, but that's where the big giant bears come from. So that you know, the 10-foot bear that everybody's always looking for. And there's not a lot of 10-foot bears. I try to tell everybody, you got to, you know, it's compare it to a 170-inch whitetail, a 10-foot bear. You got to pass a lot of 9.5-inch foot bears up to get a 10-foot bear. But anyway, the big bears come on from Kodiak and the peninsula, and that's pretty much it. And then, but some of the, well, I steer people to some of these baited brown bear hunts that are, you and I were talking about before we started taping. And they're, you know, a lot more economical, and the success is actually a lot higher on these baited brown bear hunts than the hunts on the peninsula. So it just kind of depends on what a guy wants to do. I know some of my friends that are trying to finish the Super Slam, they opt to go maybe do the baited brown bear hunt because it's a lot more economical and just get the species, and then later on in life they're going to go back and do the hunt like I think you want to do in Cold Bay or in King Salmon or in Port Hyden, somewhere on the peninsula or on Kodiak Island, where you got a chance to kill a world record or kill a true 10-foot bear. So
it depends what you're looking for. So in my case, not interested in bait. You know, that's just a personal choice. I really would love to stalk them. And I'd be perfectly happy with a 9-foot bear. I don't really want an 8-foot bear. But, you know, 9-foot would be perfectly fine for me. So would you still steer someone like me towards the peninsula or Kodiak? Or are there other
options?
Yes.
Those two places for sure. Yeah. Either Alaska Peninsula or Kodiak.
And what about, okay, so doing a peninsula hunt, you got, what is it, the odd number of years are in the fall and the even number are in the spring? Is that how it works?
Yes, sir. Yep. Odd years.
Would you opt for the, if you had to choose one, would it be spring or fall?
That's a definite fall would be the definite answer for that for a bow hunter. I try to steer all bow hunters to the fall season just because the bears are so much more concentrated on the salmon, and it's the successes for a bow hunter is going to be way higher in the fall than in the spring. So I always try to get the guys to go in the fall for sure.
So fall of 2019, if I have to pick a window of 10 days, what would you recommend?
In any of that, I think the season runs from October 1 to the 21st or the 25th or something. It's pretty much the first 2 or 3 weeks of October. So any of that time in there, some of the guys just run one hunt anyway. They'll just run one 14-day hunt or 12-day hunt. So, yeah, there's not going to be a better time.
Is that the same for Kodiak?
I think their season's the same. I've actually never hunted brown bears on Kodiak. I've never got a drawn a tag. That's a draw tag for us residents. So I've never hunted Kodiak, but I think it's the same season. But I think you'd want to go there in the fall. Same thing. I'm drawing a blank on the guy's name that takes so many bow hunters and is so successful. I think he does pretty good in spring and Kodiak also for bow hunters.
Is that Virgil?
No, that. You mean Virgil Umpenheimer? He's grizzly guy up in Alaska. Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, he's on the Uniloquite, right?
Right. That's grizzly, okay. Though.
That's grizzly. Oh, that's right.
But Tom something up in Fairbanks that has a really good spot that he's taken a lot of people, mutual friends of ours on Kodiak.
Now, what if somebody's looking for a grizzly? Where would you steer him?
Well, you mentioned Virgil up in Uniloquite. That's one of the top areas that, you know, most people are going to now. It's the biggest, you know, the biggest grizzlies are up there because it's right north of the line, the 62-degree latitude line, which separates the brown bear from the grizzly bear, you know, in Boone and Crockett and Pope and Young definition. So you're hunting, and you're hunting on the coast too, so you're hunting fish-eating bears. So that's why the world records and the really big grizzlies are coming from that Unalakleet and from Nome also up the coast there is where the bigger grizzlies are, as opposed to inland grizzly bears are not near as big.
Right.